The abundance in your life is precisely what you think it is. It can be great or small, meaningful or useless, conditional or unlimited, based on how you imagine it to be. Why do some people seem to enjoy extraordinarily good fortune? Simply because they realize how truly fortunate they are. You know, what you desire has always been yours. You can live it and fulfill its reality whenever you choose. You are already immersed in much more abundance than you could ever need or desire. The abundance you're able to make use of is the abundance you choose to see and to accept. So, remember this. Consistently focus your thoughts on the best you can imagine. The ability to make it real has always been yours. Ralph Marston. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Yes, we are back after a nice long vacation. I hope you had a wonderful time. I certainly needed the rest and enjoyed it, and I hope you were able to do all that you wanted to do this summer. We are back now with a second edition of Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We got a lot of good things coming up that we will be bringing your way, including more free leads thanks to our sponsors, PM Marketing Network. Now, we were going to have a special guest co-host today, and that was Lisa Kidder, but unfortunately something came up at the last minute, so she's going to be unable to be here, and I'm heartbroken, but that's okay. She will join us in a future date, and I will let you know. But you know what? The Diva Choice is here, and that's what really matters, so we're excited that she is here. Let me tell you just a little bit about Artemis, and we're going to get this show rolling, and I would suggest grab your pens, grab something to write with, because this lady seriously knows her stuff. You know, Artemis is an Body for Life Grand Champion. Yes, she is. And her winning mindset is what attracted the attention of world-renowned self-help giant Anthony Robbins to seek her out as one of his infomercial television spokesperson for his international best-selling program, Get the Edge. As a successful six-figure income earner in corporate America, Artemis then moved on to develop a network marketing organization, and she is here today to share some of her insider secrets. She's the top ranking in her company. She's trained thousands of distributors, became a highly respected team builder, producing millions of dollars in organizational volume and earning a high, yes, I said a high, multiple six-figure income. Artemis also recently co-starred in a newly released interactive movie called Pass It On, and she's going to share with us a little bit about that and how we can get it. And to Pass It On, that dwells into the questions everyone's been asking for centuries. How do I get wealthy? She co-stars with John Ashcroft of The Secret, Ken Blanchard, author of The 1 Minute Manager, David Wiseman, creator of DSL, and Brian Tracy, author of Create Your Own Future, and many more success lessons. Artemis Limper, she is just super, super dynamic in all that she does. She's a speaker. I mean, she has just got it going on, and I am so proud and so honored. I have never worked so hard on an interview in my life. Artemis, welcome to the show.
Oh, Raven, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and yes, we did. You were very patient while we were in the midst of creating some powerful things, and so I just so appreciated your flexibility, and it's really great to finally be with you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, and I know we're going to be talking about a lot of really good things, and you know, they always say good things come to those who wait, so I'm just excited. I'm just honored to have you here. I had an opportunity to meet you at More Heart Than Talent. I think that was in 2005 when I went. Were you there in 2005 or was it 2004?
I was.
Yeah, 2005. I remember you had on that nice white suit.
Yeah.
My husband fell in love with you instantly. He said she's gorgeous. So I'm just so excited. You're a person that is definitely reachable and approachable. And even though that you have been successful, you still remain to speak from your heart. And I got to applaud you for that. That's a huge thing these days.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about playing to win versus playing not to lose and the difference between spinning your wheels and creating results. So this is a really exciting topic. And I want to go ahead and dwell right on to this. Sorry, Lisa wasn't able to make it. She wanted me to let you know hello.
Oh, here we go. Please tell her hello back.
I sure will. Now, before we get started with our questions, could you share a little of your story with the listeners on how you first got started in the network marketing industry and how long has it been now?
I sure will. You know, actually, it was funny. I was introduced to network marketing when I was 19, and it made so much sense to me just intuitively that I wanted to make money in this industry. But the way that it had been introduced to me was become a rep, get everything wholesale, and, you know, just show it to a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I, you know, bought the package, got some products wholesale, and that kind of fell to the wayside like it does for most people who get introduced that way. The second time I got introduced was when I was 22, and once again, it was one of those become a rep so that you can get the products wholesale. One was a skincare, one was health, and once again, I had a chance at a certain point to hear a gentleman who spoke about it from a business point of view, and I remember at 22 going, this is powerful, I want to do this. And once again, it kind of fell to the wayside because there weren't people talking about how do you do this from the business standpoint when you know that you came for the money, not just for a little bit, but that you really want to make this your profession. So once again, when I was 29, some friends actually who were making at that time in the early 90s about $65,000 in residual income, I came into their business and was very excited, had a fairly fast start bringing about 30 people in within the first couple of months, and they ended up getting divorced and not doing their business anymore. And I remember calling the six upline people to ask them if they would work with me, and each of them saying no. I joke with the people in this particular company now when I speak to them, telling them that, you know, now I know the significance of somebody telling someone who looks like they're a nobody at the start that they won't work with them. And I always joke with them that, you know, I could have been a superstar in your company, but that's the only one company I joke with. But the thing that I want to say about that is that although I had three experiences where it did not work, my conclusion was not our industry and our profession doesn't work. What I concluded was that I wanted to find a leader who would show me how to do the business. So I did not lose faith in the profession. I just recognized there was a little bit more to it than just sign up. And it wasn't as intuitive as just do it. So I actually waited 10 years, and 10 years later when I got married at 39, I moved across the country from the East Coast to Dallas, and I turned to Blair after we were in Dallas about 6 weeks having been married, and I said, you know what, my job is to get you out of your job. We were both six-figure incomers, both working long hours, and I had the desire. He had no interest. And I said, would you be open to me not getting my six-figure job and me starting a business, even if that means that we're not doing the same thing we were doing? And he said, I'm very open to you doing it. And
wow.
I said, I want to bring you home from your job. And he said to me at that time, I don't want you to bring me home. First of all, I love my job. And secondly, I don't like people as much as you. You know, all the guys usually start laughing at this point because they can all completely relate to that. And yet, 2 years later, Blair came home to work full-time with me.
My goodness.
And what I will say to spouses who are concerned that initially your spouse is not interested is, mm-hmm. you know what, if you're willing to just do what you do in front of people, not only perhaps may you surprise yourself with some of the people attracted to your business, but you may surprise yourself that when you're really living in your own excellence, that frees up even people in your own family to choose to do the business. And so my brother, who's a physician, is actually decided that he wanted to replace his income and do the business. And I have now been in the industry, I think it's been 7.5 years.
Oh, my goodness, 7.5 years. Wow,
yeah.
And you've had tremendous success. That's not a whole lot.
No,
in network marketing years, is it?
No, it's not. And the thing that's interesting that you and I will probably touch on a little bit is that my first 2 years did not have a lot of, quote, success. They had a lot of people come in my business that did nothing. But my second 2 years, I went from zero to the top of the company.
Mm.
So there was something that changed in the way I was thinking that made the difference because my work ethic was already in place. And so at 4 years to the date, I was at the top of the company, and there are some significant things that are very different, and it's why when you said, what would you like to talk about, I want to talk about the difference between doing your business and playing to win, because they are not the same thing, and one creates a very different result from the other.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, thank you for sharing your story, because you have truly shared some key things. And one thing that you brought up that I'm glad you did, because there's a lot of people that their husband or their wife isn't in it, or their boyfriend or girlfriend isn't in it. And you said something so profound, and that is just go ahead, commit to your commitment, and put your intention out there, and don't just say what you're going to do, just do it, whether they're for you or not, because they're they're not going to tell you they're watching you, but they're watching you.
That's it. That's it. And mm-hmm. I'll make another private confession in front of just a few hundred or a few thousand listeners, which is this. In my first year, even though I had been in sales for 10 years before, mm-hmm. I did not realize some of the personal beliefs that I had that would not be powerful for me in my own business until I started. And so I will tell you that in my first year, I actually wept in private, begging Blair to lead the business. Mm. Not that he would do the work. I just really had some strong beliefs that I didn't recognize, like that men would never listen to women, and that women were really a little bit hurtful. And so I wanted Blair to be the figurehead. I didn't want him to do the work. I said, I'll do all the work. They'll just accept you. They'll believe you. And I kept wanting to put him in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, you be the person they'll like. I'll do all the work, though. You don't have to do anything. You just be the figurehead. I'm telling you, I had no idea I was even thinking thoughts like that. I was in this business. Mm-hmm. And after a year, I had to face the fact that I had to ask someone, first of all, what do you do and how did you get over this? And the interesting thing was when I asked advice, I went to a woman who was very successful in a male-dominated world prior to their network marketing business. And she was probably the best person I could have asked because here's what she said to me. I said, how do you get over the fact that men don't listen to women? How did you work with that? And I assumed that all women went through this. So first of all, I had a belief that this is, of course, everybody, and of course, there's a solution. And what this woman said to me is, she was shocked. She said, Artemis, you don't really think like that, do you? And she looked at me like I was green, and I looked at her kind of sheepishly, and then I said, no, I mean, yes, I really do think like that. And I was a little shocked that she said, you don't really think like that, and here's what she said. She said, Artemis, I have never had that thought once in my life, and then she turned around and continued to type. And she shocked me with the fact that what I thought everybody dealt with was just a belief I held. Now, the thing I want you to know is that I know a lot of other women hold this belief. I know a lot of other women have things that hold them back. And I recognize, like you said at the beginning of the radio show, many things are only true because we hold them to be true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true of the good things. It is true of the false things. So we must be very careful what it is that we hold to be true.
Ooh, very much so, very much so. What we speak about, we bring about. What we think about, we bring about.
That is more true than we realize, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be excited when we get closer to the end of the show for you to share some of that, pass it on with us, because I know that it's got a lot of that philosophy in it, I would imagine.
Yes, very powerful, and we'll talk about that movie as well.
Let me ask you this, and I know you brought up one of your challenges just a second ago when you were talking about, you know, how you were feeling and, you know, you just wanted your husband to be out there in front and you would do all the work. And I want to quickly say before I move to the next question, there's probably a lot of women doing the same thing because they feel like, okay, he's the man. Like you said, they can accept it more. I'll just do all the work and let him be up there on stage. And
it may not even be their husbands. It might be their upline.
Right.
It might be something like
okay.
that. But the reason why you and I, Raven, know this is true
mm-hmm.
is because our industry is 82% women, and
right.
yet the majority of people at the top are still men.
Are still men.
So the
yeah.
way we know this is true is it's not a matter of the fact that men are dominating. It's the fact that women are still not walking in their power. Now, this is very powerful for the women who are listeners, and this is a money-making realization for the men. Since
okay.
this is an industry that is 82% women, if you are a male leader who knows how to empower
mm-hmm.
very bright and sharp women that are holding back their gifts, you are somebody who has a gold mine. And if you are a woman who understands this, you can also help women step forward, okay, to say nothing of the fact that you just being a woman who is stepping into that will also just show women what that feels like and looks like.
Right. Wow. Okay, let's talk about some of those other challenges. Can you name maybe two other challenges in those first 2 years you spoke about were pretty tough for you?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that people don't recognize is when you're moving in, first of all, to a new profession, really educating your expectations and really working with powerful coaches that can give you the lay of the land can be the difference between you having a powerful experience of learning and or a very painful experience. Now, granted, there are lots of things that you and I are going to learn in those first 2 years, but one of the most disorienting things is that many times what is a part of the process of learning, mm-hmm. people often think is part of failure. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things in that first couple of years is that many people are looking just to reward themselves for results. And, of course, in those first couple of years, sometimes the foundation for your results is something that if you're not understanding to celebrate that, you constantly experience disappointment. If you're living in disappointment and doubt all the time, then it is absolutely clear that your expectations are not educated in what you're doing. Because even learning can be fun. Apprenticing at a very high level can be fun. But if you don't know what's a part of learning and what's a part of not learning and you're not sure, then you can just spend a lot of time doubting yourself. And when you're doubting, it's very hard to build a business. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So my first couple of years, I had several things. I had beliefs about myself that were incorrect, that in corporate I never had to straighten out. I was able to make money. But in my own business, I had beliefs that, number one, men wouldn't listen to women. Number two, that women were really catty and painful. Number three, that I would not be a good leader. Number four, that if I ever let my real gifts and talents out and strengths, that I would offend people. That the talents and gifts that I had would work if I was a man. So you can understand now my name, Artemis. I'm from a Greek background.
Oh, okay.
So I had beliefs that if I was a man, strong skill sets or being strong as a person would work. Men would like it and women would like it. But that as a woman, if I stepped out in my strengths, it would offend people and it would only lose relationship. So despite how professional I might have sounded, despite how good a work ethic I had, you have to understand that what you really produce has a lot to do with not just what you work at, but what you allow to happen. And this is, again, how you opened up the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And so in those first couple of years, I actually manifested exactly what I believed. A lot of people signed up. 45 people signed up. None of them did anything other than give me a couple $1,000 to get started and show up for a little while, but none of them actually did the business. So none of that actually challenged my belief systems. Yet one of the things that's really interesting is this. The strongest drive in our human personality is to be consistent with our own self-assessment. So you can't outwork that. What's interesting is you can't outcall that or outwork that. If you don't believe you can do it, then a lot of what will manifest for you is the stuff that will show you that you can't. You know, so everybody's heard the statement, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't.
Yep.
But the interesting thing is that in your first few years as a creator, and that's what I mean when I say you're in free enterprise. In other words, you've said, before you start a business, I want to be the one that sets the tone of my life. I want to be the boss. I want to be the person who says when I do something and what I make. The funny thing is that we don't realize when we get out and we are our own boss that perhaps we're the worst boss we've ever had. Perhaps the rules that we have for engagement, perhaps the way we judge ourselves, perhaps all the ways that we treat ourselves as a learner are all things that are way too harsh. And so instead of being able to be excited about creating not only results, but equally as excited about developing skills, because if you're a person that will only celebrate results, you're going to have a miserable start to your business, and it's going to be really hard to get your business off the ground. If you're a person, however, who can be excited about developing skills and creating results, then you are incenting yourself to develop skills, and as you develop skills, you absolutely create results. But you can never just create results. That's not realistic, especially when you're starting something new. So one of the things I realized, Raven, is that I am my first rep. My first rep who comes into my business is not my first rep. I am. And unless I know how to encourage myself, it will be difficult for me to show someone else how to encourage themselves.
Mm, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If I am trying to, from the outside, tell you, don't do what I do, do what I say, I will constantly come across managing my people rather than actually doing the business in front of them. And I actually will be afraid to do the business in front of them because I don't want them to see me make a mistake. I don't want them to see me get upset. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm just going to do this game in front of you,
mm-hmm.
where I don't have to worry about if I'm perfect or not. In fact, my goal for you and for me is to be bad enough for long enough to get really good. And I'm going to show you how to be bad enough for long enough to get really good. And this is something that every single one of us can do. And people are like, wow, that is very different.
That is different. That is different.
Yes, it is, because that's actually the path to getting really good. And if you talk to people, whether it's music, whether it's athletics, whether it's business, whatever it is, if you talk to them, people will tell you, you know what? I spent more time, quote, falling down in the beginning than standing up. But then I got it. And once I got it, I then became better than most of the people who were unwilling to fall. See, a lot of people focus on, I don't want to fall, especially not in front of people. But the bottom line is, you can't learn to skate. Let's just use that as an example. I want to be an ice skater, and if I go out on the ice skating rink and I say, you know what, my goal is not to fall. I may not fall, but I spend the entire time hanging onto the rails. This is what I mean by playing to win versus playing not to lose.
Right, I get the point.
Somebody who's playing to win goes, hey, I may fall on my butt, but that's no problem because that's how I'm going to learn my balance. And so somebody might go for 1 or 2 hours in a session and hang on to the whole rim all the time, let go for 1 second, let go for 5 seconds, but spend their time hanging on to the guardrails. And someone else might spend that 2 hours falling on the ice the whole time, and at the end, they're skating around frontwards and backwards because they got their feel. Now, see, some people go, oh, I don't want to be so embarrassed. I don't want to fall in front of anybody, but you know what? You and I as a watcher would say, we were really proud. Look at that person. After just a couple of hours, they fell a few times and then they got it. Versus somebody who played not to look foolish and they hung on to the guardrails. And this is what many people do in our profession. They hang on to the guardrails for years. And here's the danger of that. 1 minute you say, I'm too young. And the next minute you're saying, I'm too old. And the question is, what was the perfect age? In our industry, here's what it looks like. People say, I don't have enough experience. And the next minute, people say, I've been in too long and I don't have any results. Well, how was it that you were going to get results when the first you came in and you said for a long period of time, like your first year, I'm not strong enough yet, I don't know what to do, I'm not good, I don't have enough money yet, so I can't lead or do anything. And then after you've been in a year, people say to themselves, I've been in a year, I don't have any results, now I'm too embarrassed to talk to people. And you're like, well, when was it that you were going to give yourself a break?
Mm-hmm. This is what I mean. Beat yourself up. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So here's the goal. The goal isn't that I have to be perfect. The goal is, hey, I'm here to learn. You get jobs for what you knew before. But when you get into free enterprise, you're here for what you're willing to learn. Willing to learn means let go of the guardrails, grab the hand of somebody who's experienced, and be willing to be bad enough for long enough to obtain their excellence. Very different way to go about things, but we're not here for what we already know. There's nobody that fires you. There's nobody here that's judging you. Everybody in free enterprise is here to come up behind you and assist you, and so what is strange is giving yourself permission to stop playing it safe. Stop playing it like you're in a job. Stop playing it like you're on probation. Play it like it's the game of your life. Play it like you used to play when you were a kid, which is, you know what, this is all for me, okay? And then you get out there and you go, cool, and there are so many people that will come up behind you because there are so many people in free enterprise that are generous with their wisdom, like you, Raven.
Thank you.
Monthly, you're out here sharing with people and bringing things to the table to say, listen, I'm going to put you in touch with wisdom and resources to let you get out there and learn how to take your game up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Get there faster rather than slower.
Oh, my gosh. I spent my first couple of years doubting myself, and I spent the first couple of years playing this game like, if this doesn't work, here's what I'll do instead. And at the two-year mark, I finally went, you know what? I was looking for people who were in it for serious.
Mm-hmm.
After being in the industry three times before, I realized I was looking for somebody who wasn't here to try it, but somebody who was here doing it. And I realized that part of what kept me in the game was their certainty. So at the two-year mark, I thought, you know what? What people need from me is certainty that I'm here to play to win, not just trying it. And I don't have to be perfect, but the other thing I realized is this. Instead of being afraid if I would be good enough, instead of being afraid that maybe I'm not making enough money or I don't have the success or the pin level, I said to myself, what if every one of my fears isn't true? okay? Mm-hmm. Instead of waiting for all of it to change, what I said to myself is, if, let's say, Raven, you decided to do the business today, and somehow you came across my business and my team, whether it was directly or through my downline or through walking and talking or a lead or warm market, however it is, if you came across my business and decided that it was your time, instead of me backing away from you because I'm afraid I'm not going to be good enough, I say to myself, you know what? If she was meant to meet me later when I was stronger, better, more knowledgeable, higher pin level, she'd have met me later. But Raven met me today and decided to join the business today, so I'm going to assume that everything that happens between us is meant for both of us. So my only goal now is to play the business full out in front of her. And number two, if I make any mistakes, if I fall down, my only goal in front of Raven is to get up quickly to show her that's what champions do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So now I have a very different thing, and my assumption is if you were meant to meet me when I was a better me or a stronger me or a more experienced me, you'd have met me later, but you're meeting me today, so I'm going to assume that everything that happens is for the two of us. And then if anything happens that doesn't go beautifully, what I'm going to show you is champions get up. That's the difference between people who create results and don't, is champions just get up more. Champions actually fall more than the average Joe, and they get up more. And in fact, for any athletic pursuit and for any business pursuit, it is probably equally or more important to learn how to get back up than it is just to learn how to do what you're doing.
Mm. Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. When I listen to you talk, what comes to me is you're describing how a person can go from being good at what they do to being great
at
what they do.
That is exactly.
That's exactly what came to mind when you said that. I want to go on and move to what we're going to be discussing mainly tonight. And you had tapped, you had kind of mentioned in your bullets that you wanted to talk about rules of engagement
mm-hmm.
when playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Can you kind of explain to us what you mean by that and tell us about those rules?
I sure can. We've talked about a couple of them, but we can go more intensely and give you guys a really good example.
Okay.
And that is when you are playing to win, there is not the you have only one thing that you're doing, which is to move ahead every day and to keep your foot on the gas, because the only thing that happens when you stop yourself is that you just get older, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually create solutions more quickly. All it does is delay the inevitable. So whenever you and I put the pause button on life or on business, all we're doing is delaying the inevitable. And one of the funny things I used to ask myself is, what are you waiting for? Like, if the answer was to come, what would it look like? And most of the time what I came to realize is I'm looking to be rescued. I'm not actually looking for the solution, because the solution is get back up or stay in the game, right?
Get back
that
up or stay in the game, okay.
Right, get mm-hmm. back up or stay in the game is usually mm-hmm. the solution to anything that stops you
right.
and I. You know, it's the
mm-hmm.
old. So part of it is this. You have to be willing to be coachable beyond what you are going to be comfortable with. And most of the time, you know, in our business, they'll ask people, you know, how coachable are you? And people will say, oh, you know, I'm a 7, you know, 7 or 8. And after I coached people for a couple years, I realized that most people, when they say that, mean I'm coachable if you're saying what I agree with and what I already think. And what I mean by coachable is as if you paid your coaches $1 million on retainer because you trust them over yourself in areas where they have proven results. Well, this requires two things. Number one, that you get yourself some coaches that have proven results. And number two, then, that you don't trust your own thinking over theirs, because one of the key things people say is, I think. I'm like, I know that's what you think, but that's why you're where you are. The beautiful thing about moving ahead in life, and especially for those people that want to move ahead more quickly, is start thinking the way people who have what you want think. Now, this was really key for me because I grew up around a lot of unhealthy thinking. And in my 30s, I started to recognize that other people didn't struggle as much with everyday things in life as I did. And I started to realize after 20 years, you know, between the time when I was 10 and really starting to watch and when I was 30 going, you know what? First of all, I was always so ashamed that I didn't want anybody to know how I was thinking, because they seemed to know stuff I didn't know. But at 30, I started just go, you know what, I'm just going to start finding out, because I realize it's not that other people don't experience what I experience. It's that they seem to know something I don't know. So I started to ask people, you know, if you have, like, something in business that doesn't go well. How do you think about that, or what do you do with it so it doesn't take you down? So I didn't spend a lot of time going, oh, you know, I get devastated by these things. I just started to say, what do you do with it? And people would say, oh, you know, I go talk to a friend, or, you know, I realize that these things don't mean that much, and so I just keep moving forward. And I remember as I would inquire, what do you think? Because you seem to enjoy learning. You seem to have an ease with something that I struggle with. And I realized, wow, these people think differently from me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me two conclusions, which is, number one, probably the first thing when you want to accomplish something is you want to adopt someone else's beliefs about it. Okay?
Mm.
A lot of people say, well, I'll find out the beliefs and then I'll believe it when I start to see it. And it's like, no. If I want to get where you are, part of what allows my life to expand where your life has expanded, and once again, this is how you started the radio show. I don't know if people realize how profound you are.
No, thank you.
But what you basically said is, kind of like you can't put old wine into new wineskin. It's basically saying, give yourself the possibility of expansion. So mm-hmm. if I have a belief that I can't succeed, or that when men won't listen to women, or I'm not likable, if that's my belief system, and then I say, oh, I believe I can make $1 million. But if making $1 million means I have to receive love, since really money is just an exchange of energy,
mm-hmm.
and if making money in a team sport, which is what our profession is, means that I have to allow team to be around me, and I actually have to work within a team, which means I have to let people know me and know people, well, if I have this belief that I'm not likable, then even though I want the $1 million or want the $10,000 residual, the bottom line is I've locked the door to making that happen because I refuse to like myself. And people go, oh, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, I'm dead on serious. Remember
mm-hmm.
that the strongest drive in the human personality is to be consistent with your own self-assessment. So what does it mean to play to win? It means letting go of what you're thinking, picking what it is you desire to create, and then it's a matter of really getting with people who have done it and being willing to adopt what they believe and the way that they think, because that's what gives them the room to take the actions that can create the possibilities. So, for instance, let's just say that I said to you, I want to start a radio show, and Raven, I really want to do it, but I don't think there'll be enough viewers, and I'm not sure that I have a good enough voice, and my voice, all this other stuff.
Right.
And you say to me, mm-hmm. well, Artemis, what would you have to believe in order to not do the radio show? Obviously, I know what you have to believe, because you're believing all this stuff. You don't have a good enough voice, there aren't enough viewers, you might not be interesting enough, there aren't enough people to get on the show, da-da-da-da-da, too expensive, all that kind of stuff. So then you say, well, Artemis, what would you have to believe in order to do a radio show? What if I shared with you some of the stuff that I was thinking? First of all, that there are so many people who are hungry to learn things from people that I've had a chance to meet and they don't know, that getting airtime doesn't have to be expensive, that blessing people with the expansion of relationships could be a huge, huge thing that could move into all kinds of stuff, to say nothing of the people that you get to meet, blah, 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 blah. So I go, wow, if I believe that stuff, Raven, then I would definitely do it. And the key question that people have to ask themselves every day if they want to play to win is, what are you going to believe right now? So throughout your day, it's what would I have to believe to step forward? What would I have to believe not to step forward in a particular thing? And then the question you ask yourself at any moment when you're doubting is, what am I going to choose to believe right now? And this is what free choice is. Hey, whatever you choose is what you will manifest. And you could go either way. Belief and lack of belief are different sides of the same coin. Okay? Making money, beliefs that it can happen, beliefs that it can't happen. Leadership, beliefs that I can do it, beliefs that I can't do it. It's the same coin, different sides. So when I traveled with Tony Robbins for a couple of years as a volunteer staff, I watched him do something playing Simon Says with 3,000 adults. And when he gets done playing this, he brings it down to one person, and they do something silly, and at the end, people think he was just taking a break. And he says, do you want me to tell you what I just taught you? And everybody goes, sure, I thought we were just taking a break. And he asks 3,000 adults, how many of you guys, when we stood to play Simon Says, said to yourself, I'm going to play to win? Now, interestingly enough, and I want you guys to listen closely here, only 50 to 75 adults out of 3,000 stand up to say, I actually, the minute you told me we were playing, stood up to play to win. And the winner is always in that group. The winner is never in the group of people that just stood up. So Tony Robbins said two things that I'll never forget. One is people play games like they play life. And I'm going to say that again. People play games
like they play life.
Mm-hmm. And number two, you're never competing with everybody who just stands up to involve themselves in something. You're only playing with people who play to win from the start. Now, I just had a chance to hear Gene Kranz, who was the head of Apollo 13 ground crew. And he said, you know, once a spaceship takes off, you're kind of committed. You know, 700 million pounds of spacecraft go up in the air and fuel, and you're committed. And he said there was a certain point with Apollo 13 after they had the blow-up that they had to decide whether or not they were going to turn around and come back or take the guys around the moon. And he said, I had only a small increment of time to go with it, and we had no proof yet as to what had really happened. So he said, I had to go with my gut. And he said, it is not until you are fully committed that your gut really kicks in. He said, I made the decision to go around the moon, and a lot of people thought I'd made the wrong decision. He said, it was only much later in the mission, once we knew what had really happened, that that was the only way that they were going to get home. If we had chosen the other option, they'd have never made it. But the important thing that he said is, it's not until you are 100%
committed.
That your real gut comes in to play. While you're playing not to lose, you still don't own that part, and you don't even know it until you play to win. Now, let me give you a couple other references for you to understand this, because most of the people in our profession of network marketing and direct sales have to experience so much failure and pain before they either quit or finally play to win, because their desire level finally ignites. And whatever it takes to get you to play to win is worth it. If you're able to do it early because you've learned this strategy, that is excellent. If you haven't and you have to go through some failure to ignite that understanding, play to win or don't even get in the game, if that's what it takes, then it was worth it. Okay? It's all for good, but you can choose some of these strategies up front if you're ready. So when I did the Body for Life contest, I already knew about playing to win. And I already knew that it was time for me to make some changes. If I wanted to ever lead, that I had to get rid of some of the things that were most debilitating in my habits, okay? So I knew I had a desire to start giving life at a higher level and to succeed at a different level, but your habits are 10,000 times stronger than your desires. That's not a little bit. That's a lot of bit.
That is a whole lot of it.
Exactly. So another thing that people don't understand about playing to win is you can say, I want all you want. Everybody wants the money. Everybody wants the success. Everybody wants the pin levels. Everybody wants to go across the stage. Everybody wants all that
How
stuff.
Bad do you want?
But the question is, your habits today are based on yesterday. My habits today are based on what I have done so far in life. So if I get an inspiration to follow a new path, to start a new profession, well, it shouldn't shock me that my old habits may not support my new vision. But a lot of people don't realize that, so they keep living their old habits with their new desire, and then they go, well, I guess I'm not smart enough. I guess I'm not talented enough. I guess this isn't meant for me. It's like, no, your habits of yesterday just aren't supporting your tomorrow. That's all it is. Simple, not hard. Okay? Just because you played soccer and were outstanding doesn't mean you're going to be good at something else. Just because you were great at one kind of aerobics doesn't mean when you go to weight train you're not going to be sore, okay? So your habits of yesterday are probably not sufficient to support your inspiration of tomorrow. This should not be a shock. This should be something that you're ready for. That's if you're playing to win, to go, yeah, I got it. That makes sense. I have an inspirational moment now, and my life's been based on yesterday. This is based on tomorrow. Got it. So now when you commit, and you start to say, a lot of people commit, and all this baloney starts to happen. You know, my spouse, my kids, my job, my life, everything goes crazy. And people go, you know, it's probably not my time, Raven. And you go, no, man. Here's the thing. When you commit, resistance starts to show up. That's part of the program. Because when you go to move forward, the resistance is the habits of yesterday showing up as you try and do what is your next step. And your habits kick up and go, wait a minute, this is too much work, or this is what we're used to doing, or here's how we do things, or this is ruining my perfect schedule, or this is ruining the balance of my relationships. Of course, resistance will show up, and you have to make the adjustments. Okay? okay, in order to play to win in your new game. And it's overcoming the resistances, not caving into them, that creates the relationship of the playing to win in your new game. And again, none of this is a shock, and anybody who has played to win in anything will tell you, yep, very normal, very good. These are the expectations you want to have as a champion. You want to understand, yes, and when these things happen, you move into them, not away from them. So when I started the Body Select contest, I did play to win. In fact, we started on a free day, and my husband and my friend who I talked into doing this with me were shocked when on a free day, which I started the Body for Life championship with, the 12 weeks, I was actually buying some ice cream and some candy bars, and when I was checking out at the 7-Eleven, there was a magazine that was announcing the contest. And I actually said to the guy who was checking me out, "You see this?" And he said, "Yep." And I said, "I'm going to win." And my friend and my husband both gasped, like, "How can you dare say that?" But the bottom line is, I understood what the rules of engagement were, and I knew I was playing to win, and I created the accountability in my life to make sure I showed up at the highest level because I knew what playing to win was all about. Now, let me tell you something else about playing to win. When I won the contest, and as I had watched people play Simon Says, and as I really understood that people play life like they play games, okay, that they told us that only 2% of the people that enter the contest, which is a 12-week contest in Body for Life, actually complete it the first time. So that's interesting.
Wow.
Out of 750,000 people that entered worldwide, 2% of the people finished the 12 weeks. But the more important statistic for you and I as entrepreneurs that are playing to win, being willing to be bad enough for long enough to get good because we refuse to walk away without the prize, okay? Here's the second statistic. Only 5 to 7% of the people come back when they have all the time in the world, no deadline, to come back and actually give themselves a second chance. Only 5 to 7%. That means 93% of the people are out of the game once they make one mistake, gone. Okay? There's no way you're playing to win in anything if one mistake means you're out of the game. And 93% of the people, that's how they play life. One mistake and it's not for me. One mistake and, right, one mistake and this is too embarrassing. One mistake and I'll just watch and when I feel ready, I'll do it. Well, you never get good by watching. Mm-hmm. And watching doesn't pay. So you understand now why you're like, wow, I didn't even mean to play not to lose. That really wasn't my intention, but I didn't understand that playing to win, I didn't understand that I was playing not to lose. I hope this is really making some sense to many of you to go, wow, I did not know. For so many years of my life, you guys, I had no idea that I was playing not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
No
and so
idea.
Many people are doing that. You know, just hearing you say it, I think of myself, you know, how many times I felt like I was playing to win, but just hearing you spill it out, so to speak, I'm like, okay, was I really playing to win?
Right.
Maybe not. You know, because, like you said, we're waiting to see what happens or we're waiting for the results come to us instead of us going out there to get the results. So this has really been some great, great information given us. I want to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to try to squeeze in a couple more questions. I want you to share with us about the revenue-generating activities rather than the management, if we can touch on that. And then also about, you said something very interesting, let me see, discover how to take our prospecting to a new level when people feel you rather than just hear you. So I definitely want to cover those two things and possibly a little bit about spinning their wheels before we go, okay?
All right.
Got about 15 more minutes, but we're going to try to squeeze that in. We'll be right back. We are talking to none other than Artemis Limpert. And Artemis, as you can see, I don't have to say much. This lady knows her stuff, and she's truly given us some things to think about but take action. And, you know, Artemis, as you were speaking, I was thinking about this little quote that I keep by my desk by your guy, Anthony Robbins. It says, there's always a way if you're committed. We can change our lives. We can do, have, and be whatever we wish. But you know what? Nothing has any power over me other than that, which I give it through my conscious thoughts. That's Anthony. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show. And yes, 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 we are back again after a nice long vacation. Some of you may be new listening to us, so let me just kind of tell you what
Mentoring from MLM Divas is all about and why we're here for you. We dedicate this show to the women in direct sales, MLM, and network marketing that's serious. I mean really serious about taking their business to the next level and points beyond, just like Artemis is talking about. If that sounds like you, we invite you to join us each and every month as we bring the MLM Divas right here to assist you in your journey to ultimate independence. You know, sometimes our friends and loved ones don't understand our passion for the business and they might try to destroy your dream. Here at Mentoring from MLM Divas, our commitment to you is to be a source where you and your team can come each month to be mentored, encouraged, and inspired by the best, by the women that have been there, done that, the millionaires, the movers and shakers in the industry. So we encourage you, please, make sure you and your team stay plugged in and come and hear these dynamic divas just like Artemis Limpert. You can check us out by going to mentoring.com/MLM Divas Live. Also, you can check out our podcast at MLMDivas.podomatic.com. And you know what? That way you can download us and take us right along with you. We'll be right back right after this with more from Artemis Limpert.
Hi, my name's Mia, and I'm working with the world leader in nutritional cleansing. This anti-aging body cleansing system is sweeping North America and expanding globally. Our products are changing lives. People are feeling better, looking better, and as a side benefit, losing weight safely and effectively. In fact, I lost 7 pounds and 10 inches on my first 9-day program. I have more energy, mental clarity, and I sleep better at night. What's even more amazing is because this product works so well, this company has had record-breaking success and has done well over $350 million in sales. Many average people are making fortunes sharing their story with others. Our ambitious team is committed to each person's success. If you are ready to take action to improve your health and help others to do the same, I would love to talk to you. You can contact me by phone at 575-534-0084. Again, that's 575-534-0084. My name is Mia, and I look forward to talking to you.
Attention entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, authors, professionals, solopreneurs, and anyone else who loves to talk and share their expertise with the world. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I have a question for you. Have you ever watched Oprah or listened to your favorite radio show and thought to yourself, wow, I could do that, but where would I begin? I mean, how would I attract an audience that would want to hear what I have to say, and how could I get top people to be on my show? Well, if you've ever asked yourself any one of those questions, and you dreamed about you being the host of your very own show, we can help you get started right from your kitchen table. How cool is that? Take my personal broadcasting course and learn all my insider secrets. Kitchen Table Radio, personal broadcasting course, insider secrets to how to produce, post, and profit from your very own show. Next class starts on October 28th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're interested, email me, Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at Women, W-M-E-N, Power, P-O-W-E-R, -radio.com. I will personally contact you and give you all the details.
Hi, this is Carla Carter.
And I'm Clyde Jones, calling from sunny California.
We just stopped by to tell you about our hot, new, sizzling show.
If you live in California and the surrounding areas, make sure you check out
The Carla Carter Show on BET and TV One.
And now back to your host, Raven Blair Davis.
All right, we are back, and we are having just a dynamic time listening to all this insider secret that Artemis is sharing with us, and we all, after this, ought to be able to really go out there and play to win.
There we go.
Playing to win. Absolutely. So, Artemis, let's talk quickly about generating revenue. Can you share with us? We're going to try to squeeze in, probably go over about 10 minutes, but I want to try to squeeze in as much as we can because, like I said, whew, it was tough getting you. I don't want to let you go, too, but we're going to try to get as much as we can from you. So what about revenue generating activities rather than management training?
All right. And Raven, I promise you that we can come back and do this again sometime in the next 60 to 90 days if you'd like.
Okay, great, great,
so
great.
We can make that happen if you'd like.
Fantastic.
Let me do two things because I know that we don't have enough time to explore this. So let me share with you guys that I'm going to do something very special for you guys at the end of this, even including the Pass It On movie.
Oh, cool.
For those of you guys that want to know more about how to stay in your revenue-generating activities versus bringing a few people in and then moving into managing them. But let me give you a couple of hints on this, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm kind of getting over a little bit of a cold. One of the things that often people do is they'll bring in a few people, and then they will try to talk them into doing the business. And then they'll feel like, I don't want to bring any more people in because I'm afraid I won't be able to handle it. So they'll stop prospecting, and they'll move into, let me just get these people going, and they'll try and answer all these people's questions. And pretty soon they find out over a couple of weeks to a couple of months that, you know, most of these people may not take off right away, or some of them may not even choose to do the business. Meanwhile, they've put all their love, heart, and energy into just trying to train. And then in the end, they find out that possibly they don't even have somebody who's serious about their intentions or someone that needs to percolate for a while. Meanwhile, they've gotten completely out of their own rhythm. And then it takes them a few months to get out of the slump, a few more months to get themselves back in their rhythm, and you can lose 6 to 8 months, if not a year, of time doing this. Now,
wow.
Any of you guys who have done this are sitting there smiling, going, oh, my God, she must be in my living room. Because this is what the majority of people in our profession do. In fact, I was talking with a woman today who said, my business is going really well, so much so that over the last couple of days I stopped prospecting because I wasn't sure that I could handle it. And I said, that's very natural. However, keep your foot on the gas. Keep your foot on the gas no matter how you feel. So remembering what we talked about a little earlier, that you're your first rep, The most important thing and the only thing that you owe people in your business is to do your business with excellence in front of them, okay? Mm-hmm. Rather than you stop your business to tell them how they should do their business, the way apprenticeship works is that I'm going to do this in front of you. You're going to apprentice with me where you get to listen or watch me do whatever it is I'm doing. You can take as quick or as long as you want to learn, but I'm actually still doing my business while you're learning. That's what apprenticeship is. Management is when I'm sitting here telling you what you should be doing and you do it and I don't do it. That's management. We don't get paid for management.
Mm-mm.
We get paid for doing our businesses out in the open until such a time that enough people have been able to watch, observe, learn, do, that they are doing revenue-generating activities themselves, that they also have taught other people in such a way that we have duplicated ourselves enough time, including our leadership, that over a 3 to 5 year period of time, it is actually possible for you to remove yourself somewhat from the everyday activities and have your business go on without you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Well, this takes a period of time. This can't happen just by telling people about it, which, like I said, the typical cycle is I bring in 5 or 10 people, and then I stop, and I just spend my time trying to get them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
micromanage.
I do all their work for them, exactly. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we get discouraged. A lot of them don't do it, or a lot of them percolate. We get discouraged. If we have the energy to make a comeback, we take a little time to get ourselves back in order, and then we go back doing it. Let's talk about if you did it this way. Let's say that I brought a bunch of you in. Let's say I brought 10 of you in, and I said to each of you, listen, I'm going to give you the chance to apprentice at a very high level, and I'm looking for 2 of you who are the most serious and really take this seriously, apprenticing at the highest level, doing everything that is requested of you, showing that you're extremely coachable, and then the 2 of you, if there's more of you, that would be great, but based on the odds, it's usually 2 out of 10, so I'm looking for the 2 of you that are the most serious to pull you forward and to really pour the most into those of you that are most coachable. So here's what we're going to do each day. I'm going to give you guys a few things. I'm going to give you places to show up. I'm going to show you certain things, and I'm going to require certain things. And those of you guys that are most serious, here's what you want to do if that's you. So all 10 of you know what the lay of the land is of what we're doing. When I want to show you how to prospect, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to be prospecting in front of you and let you learn how to do it. So I'm in revenue-generating activities. As things are interviewing, I'm going to do something in front of you and let you learn how to do it. When you call me and you say, Artemis, I want to ask you a question. What if such and such happens? What would I do? My answer to you, since I'm not managing you, My management answer would be, well, if that happens, here's what we would do, and here's the manual, and here's the answers. But as a revenue-generating person who's going to stay in that, I'm going to say to you, is that happening in your business right now? Most of the time, you're going to tell me, no, it's not. And I'm going to say, great, why don't you create that situation? When you do, call me. We will handle it live. We will not train in what-ifs. We will only train in what-is. Because here's the thing, even if I train you in what if, you will not remember it, and at the time that you need it, I will still have to retrain it. So we're only going to train what is, because I'm going to teach you how to maximize your time in your business. This allows you, and again, I learned this from 45 people who wasted a lot of my time, where they asked me a lot of questions, and I thought it was my job to answer their questions. I changed after the 2 years, realizing that people often ask questions just to delay doing what they need to do. And they ask questions to try and get comfortable, but here's the thing. Your intellect can never really give you comfort for experience. Let me say that again. Your intellect. So when I ask you a question and you give me the intellectual answer, that is not going to give me experience. And the only way that confidence and comfortableness comes is with experience. This is why no real question can answer what I'm really looking for. As a good coach, this is why you stay in revenue-generating activities in front of people, okay? These are just a few multi-million-dollar nuggets for you, and I do not say that lightly.
I know. My goodness.
Any coach can tell you, okay, mm-hmm. because, and I joke with people, and I'll tell them, here's what I want you to know. I train on a need-to-know basis, and I'll kid with them. If you're doing nothing, you don't need to know anything. The comp plan in every company is the same. You talk to no one, you make no money. So here's the thing. Your need to know is on your willingness to do. So just because you're intellectually curious does not mean I'm going to slow down to tell you. Okay? So here's the thing. As being coachable, which you said you do, sometimes I'm going to answer your question, and other times I'm going to tell you, that is a great question. I want you to hold that for 3 weeks while we go through your first couple of weeks. And if you don't have the answer to that by apprenticing, you ask me that again, and we'll take care of it. But right now, you need to trust me. We're going to build some building blocks here. In that first month, the people who aren't going to take you seriously, aren't going to show up, aren't willing to do anything anyway, it wasn't worth answering their questions. You only end up working with the people that show up, and the majority of what they need to know is in the process of following you, because when you're training people, what you want to say is, follow me. I'm going to do it live in front of you. If they get the confidence that they don't have to have all the answers, that teamed up with you, all the answers are there. Remember, you're not in free enterprise for what you know. You're in free enterprise for what you're willing to learn. The major thing that most new people want to have, and even the people in their first couple of years, is how can I go faster? That's like the number one question. The way you go faster is attaching yourself to people who are experienced and stop trying to be a know-it-all. When you attach yourself to people who are experienced and leverage off of what they already know and are doing, that means that you can stay in the most powerful part that generates revenue for you, which is inviting and bringing people to the table. Okay? So again, I know that this is just, I hope, whetting your appetite. And, you know, what I promise you and what I'd like to offer to those of you guys that are not only on the program tonight, but if this airs again, I will honor what I'm offering you right now. Okay?
Awesome. Okay.
So if you guys would like, if you go to www.artemislimpert.com, my name is spelled A-R-T-E-M-I-S. Last name is L as in Larry, I M as in Mary, P as in Peter, E-R-T as in Tom.com, www.artemislimpert.com. And if you order just one thing on that site, which is called Educating Your Expectations, you actually can go in there and listen to certain things that are throughout this CD series. It is an 8-CD series with an action guide that has so many distinctions based on years and thousands of people that I've coached to say, look at it this way and see if this doesn't give you oxygen. Because I'm sharing with you things that as I shared it this way, it got people into action. These are the things that I taught that took me from 2 years where I got no results to what I taught during the 2 years when I went from zero to the top and what I still teach to this day. Okay? So it is the perspectives and the expectations that people have that are so off based on their old world, and then they come into our new profession, and they don't know how to look at it, and they don't know how to interpret things.
Okay? So educating your expectations, go in and just click on that product alone, and you can go in and listen, okay, to see if this speaks to your listening. It is $197 by itself, and here's what I would like to do. When you just order that, I'm going to put in 6 bonuses for you that are worth more than $200. So you're going to spend $197, and I'm going to put another $229 of products for you, including the movie Pass It On. This is a new movie that is done by different people, but it is answering a question that many people had after they watched The Secret. And many people said, you know, okay, I'm visualizing, I'm hoping all this stuff, I've got it all down, but, you know, now what do I got to do? And a lot of people expected, if I'm visualizing it, why isn't it happening? And they still needed to understand the strategies for creating wealth. And that is what Pass It On is about. It is answering the question of what are the actual strategies for when you really want to create excellence in whatever industry you want. And this movie interviews people from some folks that are in Congress who are really outstanding. It's nice to know there are people like this in there, to the gentleman who started Southwest Airlines, to the gentleman who started DSL, to some people who are in free enterprise, to authors, to speakers. It is a broad variety, and what is being shared with you is what was in common that these people said. So across broad spectrums of success, what was in common that each of these people engaged in? That is a powerful strategy. So I want to include the Pass It On movie. I'm going to include 2 DVDs on prospecting. I'm going to include something about really the most important thing when I said your strongest drive is being consistent with your own self-assessment. How do you move into more powerful understandings of yourself? This is probably some of the deepest and most powerful information. It's called Moving Into Your Power. I'm also going to include an interview that was done with me. It's called the Diva Interview, and this is probably one of the things I most get requested of an individual CD to speak, the information that I share on that. So I'm going to include 2 DVDs. I'm going to include another CD series called Taking on the Mantle of Leadership. If you're getting sign-ups and no duplication, this is kind of what I was talking about when I said to you if people can hear you when you prospect, but they don't feel you. We didn't get to talk about that tonight.
Right.
But I'm going to include that. So I'm going to put another $200. The only thing you want to do is go to ArtemisLimpert.com and just order Educating Your Expectations. Or you guys can call me direct at 888-870-6212 and tell me that you were on this radio show with Raven and I, and I will honor this and make sure that you get not only Educating Your Expectations, but the 6 bonuses, including Pass It On, the movie. This movie includes not only the 90-minute movie, but 90 minutes of excerpts that gives you some of the outtakes of what people said that expanded on what was put in the movie. Really powerful stuff. Blair's laughing at me because every time we watch the movie, I'm taking notes. He's laughing at me going, yeah, the movie. And so I'm taking notes on this movie every time I listen to it because I am always fascinated with how successful people think.
Well, that's an exciting offer, and thank you, thank you, thank you for offering that to the MLM Diva listeners. I know my husband and I will be taking advantage of it, and it just sounds awesome, and I've been wanting to see the Pass It On DVD, but all the other information that you're talking about is just going to do nothing but help everyone get there a lot faster, and it's all about getting there faster rather than slower, because it's no fun going slow.
It's much faster going, and what I'll do, Raven, is I will send you the offer in writing so you can send that out to people so that they can see it as well.
Dynamic.
But you just said something beautiful, which is it is more fun going faster because there's a personal momentum that leads to business momentum. And a lot of people want business momentum, but they don't realize that that starts with a personal momentum. And it is so much more fun going faster because whenever there's energy generated about anything, it has another source of speed that it brings in and of itself. And that's the thing that people don't realize is the reason it's fun to go faster is because it quadruples results purely because it brings an energy to it in addition to the energy you bring, and so it magnifies your results. Okay?
Wow.
And that is a huge dynamic to understand. This is why often people will say massive action
mm-hmm.
is really much more fun because it compresses the learning time.
Go okay? full speed ahead, and then they say, you know, go ahead and commit to 90 days, and then take a couple weeks break after you do those 90 days, you know.
That's it. And if, just, we could, mm-hmm. if we can confirm one other thing, we started mm-hmm. off by saying if you really want to play to win, you have to be willing to be bad enough for long enough to get good, right?
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, Thomas Watson, who was the creator of IBM, was asked by a college student. He was giving a speech, and he was asked by a college student, what's the secret of your success? Now, what's interesting is Thomas Watson said, if I tell you, are you willing to do it? Now, that's what's interesting is, you know, first of all, he said, do you really want to know? And you would think, well, of course he wants to know. But the truth is a lot of people ask questions and they don't really want to know. And the second thing he said is, if I tell you, will you do it? And this young college student was wise enough on both questions to say yes. And so Thomas Watson said, the secret to my success was doubling my failure rate.
Ooh.
And that goes along with being willing to be bad enough mm-hmm. for long enough to get good, really understanding that the essence of getting excellent at anything
mm-hmm.
is not just being good, it's being willing to get experience and then to keep improving based on feedback. So if you're going to play to win, you're going to let go of the guardrails, but you're not just going to let go willy-nilly and just do anything. You're going to be following the advice of coaches who have proven success. And that's what Raven keeps bringing to you month after month after month. She is a resource for saying, let me bring to you places where you don't just have to keep taking stabs in the dark and it doesn't have to take forever. Follow the path of people who have proven results in the area where you're seeking to make an imprint in your life.
Thank you so much. You have brought so much to us. I really, really appreciate you. You know, I am encouraging everyone to just play this audio when it's posted over and over again. Get all these golden nuggets that Artemis has shared. This has been so awesome. And I want to leave with one final question, and then I want you to give your information out again. And that is, we have a lot of listeners that really, really plug into this show, and they want to work leads, but a lot of them are starting to work some leads, and of course, we give them free with the PM Marketing Network leads. But a lot of people, they say, well, I don't have the funds to work the leads. Can I call out the phone book and stuff? Can you kind of maybe touch on that? Because I know you are known for approaching business people. Can you maybe throw out one or two gold nuggets real quick on that so that they, if they don't know where to start on prospecting, they can at least grab their phone book, grab some business cards or something, and go out there and do it?
You bet. My first couple of years, you know, there were no such thing as leads. That just shows you how old I am in the business, I guess. I am a strong proponent in the fact that, first of all, people are free, and leads can make it really fun for you to be able to expand the speed of your business
mm-hmm.
if you're shyer
mm-hmm.
or if you really just kind of really want to stay at home. But, you know, the fact that means someone else did the previous advertising for you and you're getting the result of, okay, I'm willing to be open to think about it versus you going out and doing those first steps yourself.
Right.
But let's say that, you know, you don't have a lot of money to invest. First of all, people are free. And we used to go out, and in an hour lunchtime, we used to go out during the business, into the business section where people were just kind of going to lunch, and we would stop people and just say, can I ask you a wild and crazy question? And the majority of people say, sure, just because they're intrigued, say, what the heck are you going to say? And we used to just ask people, and again, the point of the question is purely to find out who's open-minded. So we would say to people, if I came up to you and I'd say, Raven, my name is Artemis, and I'm asked you a wild and crazy question. And you go, sure. Professionally, you are too. And you say, sure, what the heck? And I say, Raven, if you knew that in the next 24 to 36 months you could make enough money to walk away and be done, are you open-minded enough to look at some information? If you said yes, I would give you some information, and I would grab your business card. And if you said no, I would move on, and we would talk to 30 live people every day during an hour period of time.
And this is face-to-face.
Face-to-face, that's mm-hmm. one way to do it. And you just have to have the guts. And what's fun is, you know, the majority of people say yes. A few people say, walk away from you a little
what
bit nervous.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
The really sharp people, the ones you're looking for, their answer to you is, after you ask a question like that is, well, that's a yes or I'm stupid question, or who would say no to that? And you say, the smart ones never do. You know, but the interesting thing is you're challenging and saying, if you had this idea, would you be open-minded? And that's the whole point. Once you have an open-minded person, the game is on. That doesn't mean they'll sign up. It means they're open to looking, and the process has begun. I used to call out of the library, when you go to the library, you guys, the names of all the business owners all over the country are in books in any major library, okay, mm-hmm. locally and nationally, so that you can, sometimes it's online, other times it's not, you just get it out of the books, and I used to go every Sunday, and I used to download or photocopy enough pages that I had 1,000 names. Okay, every week. I went Sunday, and I took, like, less than an hour to download or to copy, you know, maybe 15 pages that would give me 1,000 names of people who were either business owners or managers in the vicinity. And I would call them to say something very similar, which was I would start leaving what we call voice drops before they would even get into business. So I was really nervous when I started. And I used to call starting at like 6:30 or 7 in the morning because I didn't want you to be there when I started so I could get my nerve up. And I would just call and I would say, Raven, this is Artemis in Dallas. And I thought you, like many professionals, may keep your eyes open for additional streams of income. So I wanted to give you a website to review, or it could be a phone number to call, okay, because some of you guys actually have information online. Some of you have like a call-in number. In my first couple of years, we invited people to come and see us. Mm-hmm. I spoke to people every day to come see me within 12 to 24 hours. Okay, so no matter what it is, this works all the way around. And I would give them the phone number with a short recorded message, or later on we had a website they could go to. Either one works. And then I'd say, if this interests you, give me a call direct at 888-870-6212, and look forward to talking with you hopefully later this morning or first thing this afternoon. Very short, very brief, and if I caught you live, I'd say the same thing. Raven, this is Artemis in Dallas. I got a quick question. You have a second? You'd say, yep. I'd say, I thought you, like many professionals, may keep your eyes open for additional streams of income, and I wanted to give you some information to listen to or look at, and then I want you to call me as soon as you're done. Go to www or call da-da-da-da-da, and then call me as soon as you're done. My direct number is 888-870-6212. The thing that you want to understand when you're talking to people is a lot of people think it's the information that actually gets people to do something. When what you really get to understand is that when you're speaking to people, it's your energy and your belief that intrigues people to go take a look. And you never know who's looking. In other words, I had said 6 weeks before to Blair, if we ever run across a network marketing company that is strong leadership, I'm going to do it, and in 5 years we're going to be done. Well, 4 years later we were at the top. 4 years later we were both working from home. But how hard was it when someone called me and said, hey, I have something I want you to listen to, because I had already been saying I'm looking. Now, what you want to know as a prospector is, look, there's a certain number of people in the population that are, whether they've spoken it out loud or not, they're asking, can I do something different? Is there something else out there? I wonder how much longer I'm going to have to do this. So many people that are sitting at their desks would do something else if they knew how, but they don't know how to get from where they are to where they're going. And I'll give you one last strategy.
Okay.
I will go walking and talking to people as well, and I will just, without having any pressure to prospect you, if I ran into you, Raven, I would see that you had a little sparkle in your eye. And whether you were at Boer's Books or whether we were just having coffee and I saw you, or whether we were meeting because we were at a book club or however I met you, or if you were just walking by me and your energy caught my attention, I will go up to people and I'll say, hey, my name is Artemis, or if they're giving me incredible service, I will say, how long have you been doing this? And they'll tell me, and I'll say, is this your passion? Majority of people say, of course, no. And I tell them what it is that caught my attention. You give service well above what's required, and I can tell that you're internally motivated, and you're really good at what you do, and I know you already know that. Of course, they always go, yes, because they know when they're good.
Yeah.
And then I say, if you ever had the chance, first of all, I'll ask people, are you making the money you want to make? And most of the time they say, no. So I say, listen, I am very interested in interviewing you. If you had the chance to develop your skills and increase your income and personally be mentored, is that something that would be of interest to you? Majority of people say, yes. I say, great. I'd be interested in interviewing you. Tell me the best time to reach you. I'll call you in the next day or two. We'll take a few minutes together. I have no idea if this is right for you, but I believe you deserve a shot.
That's good. That takeaway.
Very relaxed, very easy. And the whole point is it's all about them. It's not about me. You notice that in every one of these scenarios, people have no idea what my product is.
Right. You haven't stayed on the phone or talked to them no long time.
There's no questions because it's irrelevant. I want you to know that the majority of prospecting, most people try and prospect based out of their product and out of their product facts or their company facts, and that is not what drives the business. So if you begin to understand that people are driven by possibility and by inspiration, people will begin to be able to feel you instead of hear you. If
there
you
we
stop
go.
Talking out of facts.
There you go. They feel you rather than hear you. Okay.
That's it. Yeah, and if you stop talking out of facts, you will stop talking to people's intellect. You will start talking to people's vision. When you talk to people's vision, you're in their emotion, and people make decisions out of emotion. Okay? So there's so much more to that.
Wow.
That's a whole other topic that
That's
maybe we
awesome.
Can talk about next time.
Yeah, now but where again, can they get this information and this great deal that you threw out before we go? Because I know, like me, people are sitting at the edge of their seat, and they're like, okay, I got to hear more. I got to get more.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing that's a possibility. I am one more time working with a few of you guys live. I am doing something where I'm working with a very few people in my home on November 8th, 9th, and 10th, where I'm actually inviting some people to come and work with me, where I will do your business with you in my home, where you get to prospect, close, and learn what it means to actually do the business actively in front of people, and I will show you how within less than 2 days you can help people fall in love with their business and get into gear. It's called Immersion. I am doing it on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And again, you can go to www.artemislimpert.com. Normally, this 2.5-day training in my home is $19.95. I'm going to offer it to those of you that are meeting me through Raven, especially because of how patient and amazing she has been in this year.
Thank you.
For only $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
There are only 3 slots left.
Wow.
November 8th, 9th, and 10th. There are only 3 slots that are left for this. So if any of you are really wanting to compress some time, I'm telling you honestly, this will compress about a year's worth of learning. For those of you guys that would like to do that, I will actually include the $197 package that I just offered you, which is over $400 of products, including the Pass It On movie. So this includes your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is here in Dallas, and that is like a crazy wild offer. My husband's going to be going, what are you doing? but for those of you guys that really want to compress time, come and let me show you. For those of you guys that really would like to just kind of be listening to some things, go to artemislimpert.com. Just order Educating Your Expectations Alone. Go listen to it. Go see if it speaks to your listening. Order that alone. And if you do that and you put in the comments field Raven, okay, if you put that in the comments field, I will know that you are part of this radio program, and I will include another $229 of bonuses for you, 6 other programs, including the Pass It On movie. Okay?
Ooh, that
I'll include
is
all of that for you.
Okay, this is going to be posted by next Wednesday. It'll be a podcast that we have listeners in Australia, Europe, all, everywhere, so it's going to be up.
Beautiful, and I will put this in writing for you and send this to you so that you can send it along or put it wherever you would like. And
absolutely.
Raven, I just want to again tell you that just the way that you have let me know you really blessed me in ways that you don't even have any idea about.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank
yeah,
you.
I want to thank you. And the way you opened your radio show, I hope that many of you just kind of capture that and almost start your day with that she said to you for about 2 or 3 minutes. And I hope before you go to sleep, you'll go to sleep on that thought and let that just lay on your soul and lay on your spirit and let it just sink right in. Because when that really hits home, everything else will go into an accelerated results mode in your life. Special lady that you are, and what an incredible program you're doing for people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate you. And good things come to those who wait. And I tell you, this has been a good thing. It has been a dynamic thing. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. And who knows, my husband and I might take advantage of that. Dallas, I'm in Houston. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Oh, Reagan, you definitely should. You guys absolutely do that. That would be really powerful.
Well, we'll stay plugged in for sure. And your website, one more time as we get ready to sign off.
My website is www.artemislimpert.com, or you can call me direct at 888-870-6212, or you can email me at artemis@artemislimpert.com.
All righty. You've been listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live and our dynamic, I mean truly dynamic, unstoppable diva of choice was Artemis Limpert. We got her here, and it was wonderful. Thank you so much for making this dream come true. And for all of you that are still on the line, we're still having the MLM Diva drawing. Yes, we are. And anyone that's on the line will be entered. We appreciate you tuning in. Remember, we're not a weekly show anymore. We're now moved to a monthly show, first Wednesday of every month. We just got so much going on. We're going to AM radio, and you'll hear more about that soon. This is Raven Blair Davis reminding you, if you're going to think, why not think big? In fact, hey, why not think like a diva? Many, many thanks and blessings to our diva of choice, our special guest, Artemis Limpert. And also thank you to PM Marketing Network Leads, our awesome, awesome sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. 10,000 free leads is what we're about ready to give away. Until next time, this is Raven Blair Davis signing off. Much prosperity and many blessings to you.
Hey, thanks, Raven.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Let me ask you a simple question. If there was a product you could put in your car's gas tank that was satisfaction guaranteed to improve gas mileage by 7 to 14%, do you think there'd be a market for it? The answer, of course, is yes. After only 14 months, our company is selling products in over 190 countries worldwide and is destined to do over $300 million in its second year of business. This clearly demonstrates the demand for this unique product. This product is EPA registered and has been proven to be safe for all gasoline and diesel engines and carries 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Finally, there is a real product with over a 30-year track record with real research and testing to prove it improves gas mileage by 7 to 14% and decreases emissions by 75% or more. Imagine, not only can you save families money on their fuel bill, but you can also do your part in the battle against global warming. This is on track to be one of the largest network marketing companies ever, and we are still in the early stages of growth. We have hit a triple play in our company by keeping soaring fuel costs in check, reducing pollution in the environment, and creating a tremendous business opportunity. For further information about how you can capitalize on the product and opportunity, call 321-777-1531 or visit www.mpgsavings.net.